Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. But I will seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto me and added unto you and added and added and added. Oh, my God, just thinking about the addition and the multiplication of God. Woo! Hallelujah. That's not the message on this morning, but my. Maybe it should be. I'm sure the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and of our ancestors will let me know if he wants me to continue with what he's already given me or have something new for me. So I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila. This is Cecilia, so that she could share with us and pray for us for the program on this morning and pray for our listeners and just whatever the Lord has given her. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning. I just want to thank the Lord for all of us that is here today to bless us. Lord, you have blessed us with another day of life, which we know we would not have to be here if it wasn't for the grace and the mercy and the love that the Lord has for us. I just want to give honor to God who is the head of my life. Youch! Okay, sorry, I'm trying to help it work right now. My finger got a little hot. I just want to thank the Lord for blessing us all that have made it to this day. I want to thank Apostle Elect. Has blessed us with this program and have a very perfect and beautiful message, I know, for us today. Thank for Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Pastor Troy, Dr. Serena Wright, Reverend Pastor Lauren Seaberry, Mother Evangelist, Missionary Tony Montgomery, and Linda Handy. I just want to thank God for all that he has blessed us with the spiritual line and the bloodline and also the spiritual line. And to all the teachers, the preachers, pastors, elders, mothers, to all the teachers that he has put into our life to teach us the right way and to show us that he is the right way. He is the light. And the devil is the dark. No matter what, the devil will try to convince us that he is the light, which is the light that leads to ugliness. I just want to give honor and thank the Lord for blessing us for this day, blessing for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, nieces, nephews, cousins, granddaughters, grandsons, for all my family and to non-family, my co-workers, my neighbors, and just each and every living thing that God has given life to today. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for another birthday. Thank you for now, because yes, some did not make it till to now. I just want to ask the Lord to bless the people that I do not know that had a bomb thrown into their house yesterday around the corner from my job. I just want to ask the Lord to bless them and to hope that no one was home, or if anyone was home, that they are okay. They wasn't really seriously harmed. But from as I heard, someone throwing a bomb at one person, and it hits a person's house and blew half of it away. But God, I just want to say, I just want to thank you. Just through all the gas lines, that's right up in here, which is right at the back of this place I work at, a lot of could have happened. So God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to cover the family that was in that yesterday. I ask you to bless the president, this government, to let them know you are here to serve all the people, not just some of the people, and to bless us all, and to lead, and to show us love no matter what, but we are all here as sons and daughters of God. and to bless the police department that they are here to serve all kinds, not just some, not just your hand pick, not just because of your color, your gender, your relationship with people, your color, man, female, black, white, whatever it is, you are here to serve all, no matter what. We are all here through the grace and the blessings of God. And I just want to thank the Lord and just to thank him. And I'm going to apologize and I'm going to ask if if Minister Margo McCoy, if she's available, could she end the service for me? Just in case it gets too busy. Well, I cannot, but I am going to try to participate through the rest of the service. But if not, I just thank God for the little bit I can participate in, but yet I am listening. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for the world that Lord will bless. All you got to do is let them lead these demons and devils and all these trickeries and hatred. Leave it alone. Turn yourself, your life unto God and ask him to show you the right way, the ways of life that he has planned and put in preparation for us all. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Minister. I'm Sheila, and also thank you, Minister Margo, for last week and for this week, as you and Minister Sheila have collaborated in our collaborating program for our Sunday morning. So thank you. Hopefully this will be a continued effort of you all working together, but we will see. When I think back over my life, and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I have a testimony. And I thank God for the testimony that he's given me. I thank God for the testimony he's given Minister Sheila, the testimony he's given Minister Margo, the testimony he's given Minister Sylvia, the testimony he's given our Aunt Kathy, the testimony that he's given the men and women of God from the north, the south, the east, and the west. When I think about how many of us have experienced warfare spiritually and naturally, from going to the combat zone to growing up in neighborhoods where it was a combat zone. It still is. Minister Sheila talked about the bomb being thrown in someone's house in the natural. Wow, there were some bombs being thrown at so many of us in the supernatural. I was thinking of how God had gave me a pledge on last week based off of the Pledge of Allegiance and based off of what Minister Margo had said. And it was amazing because I remember years ago when the late Apostle Sandra Thomas, who is her birthday today, had talked to us about pledging our allegiance, had talked to us about how our money has, and God, we trust on it, but God gave her a vision where the monies would be worthless and it wouldn't be worth anything and it would be laying and scattered all over the ground. And so I said to God, I said, God, I pledge my allegiance with every fiber of my total being, my total existence, all my mind, my heart, my body, my soul, my spirit. I not only pledge my allegiance, God, I'm going to pray to you, the one and only true and living God, and I'm going to pray that you not only protect America and this world and Christians, but I'm praying that your will would be done, because many of us are praying for the various nations and the warfare that they are dealing with, but the reality of it is that there's people that are dealing with wars right in their home, right on their jobs, right in their cars. I mean, there's people dying from road rage, which is a whole nother type of warfare in its own. And so we as the people of God have to keep on the whole armor of God on a daily basis and ask God to show us how to walk in the unity and the righteousness that he's given us, to show us how to salute our brothers and sisters with love and to salute them with blessings and to salute them with the love of God, the unconditional love of God. And we have to ask God to help us to keep our focus, whether some people say focus is being a follower of Christ under submission, where someone else says keeping your focus is following Christ unto salvation, where somebody else says focus is follow one course until successful, when we know that one course that we're following is Christ and how we follow others as they follow Christ. Well, I thank God because when I had some compromises and things going on in my body, God had allowed me after the fact to write on Facebook how I love God and I love my family because they had prayed for me because I had got to a point that I was in so much pain. I couldn't even comprehend that 911 was the phone number for 911. I could not even comprehend how to call it, but I knew how to call out the spiritual 911 and ask my family to pray for me. And so a lot of us don't understand that there's a war going on. And not only is it going on in our members, but it's going on in our mind. It's going on in our heart. There's a old song where the, I'm going to share the lyrics with you. Some of it says, war, huh? Yeah, what is it good for? And it said, absolutely nothing. And then it asked the question again, war, huh? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And then he says, say it again. And then he says, look out, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Listen to me, O war, I despise, cause it means destruction of innocent lives. War means tears to thousands of mothers' eyes when their sons go off to fight and lose their lives. I said, war, good God, y'all, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War, what is it good for? It talks about how it's a heartbreaker. It talks about how it's a friend undertaker. It talks about how it's an enemy of all mankind. It talks about how the war blows the mind, how the war causes unrest. It talks about how the war within the younger generation is induction and then destruction. And who wants to die? It says, oh, war. Good God, y'all, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And then it goes on to talk about it being a heartbreaker again, to talk about it being an undertaker again, to talk about it shattering the young dreams of man and disabling bitter and causing people to be mean. It talks about how it causes life to be short, even that precious time we spend fighting in a war. War can't give life. It can only take it away. And then it comes back again saying, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And reminding us how it's a heartbreaker, reminding us how it's a undertaker. But then it also says, peace and love and understanding. Tell me there is no place for anything else. They say we must fight to keep your freedom. But Lord knows that there's got to be a better way. War, God, y'all, what is it good for? I'm telling you, say it, say it, say it. Good God, no. Stand up and shout it out. And I thought about how we have a motto on the trains that said, if you see something, say something. Well, there's a lot of wars going on. There's lots of things going on in the neighborhoods, but yet no one's willing to say anything. No one's willing to shout to prevent the war, to prevent the catastrophe. Because did someone see the person that was throwing that bomb in the house? Was someone a part of the very conversation? Was there a preparation for it? Well, let me tell you another thing that'll help us with war. I asked God to sanctify my ears, to sanctify my eyes, so that I could see and hear what he sees and hears. And then I said, I better be careful what I'm asking God for, because God, I'm seeing a lot of vipers. I'm seeing a lot of witches. I'm seeing a lot of evil things. And it's even from the people that claim to be yours, God. And then God said, now I'm going to show you how to see their heart. And I'm going to show you how to truly see what I see, because I don't look at the outward appearance. How many of you know that some people behave a certain way because of inexperience? Because they're hurting on the inside as well. We know we've heard the hurt hurt. That in many cases is true. And so while I could be looking at what this person is doing or what they're saying, I'm also asking God, help me so that I don't judge them by what I'm seeing and that outward appearance, but help me to see past the superficial. Help me to see past what they're actually doing into the root cause of what they're doing. There's a root cause of the wars and the rumors of wars that are going on. Some of it's for power. Sometimes the root cause for what's going on is oil. Sometimes it's power and control. But yet sometimes it's people that have been oppressed and suppressed and depressed for so long till they finally say no. What about when Martin Luther King led the march and it was a protest of peace where he was leading the people to say, no, I will not be segregated and mistreated anymore because of the color of my skin. And even he said, look at the content of our character. He wanted to see what was going on the inside of the hearts of the people, and he wanted people to see it as well. But how many of you know that not all people want to see your heart? Not all people want to see what's really going on with you, because that will cause them to have to think. That will cause them to have to go to God and say, God, I need your wisdom on how to handle this, because there's a war going on the inside of me where there's some people that hate you for the color of your skin. Yet there's other people that hate you for your economic status. Yet there's other people who hate you because they feel that you have something that they don't have, you know, envy and strife and jealousy. There's wars going on, and they're in the natural, but they're also in the spirit realm. There's wars going on our jobs, microaggressions, micro inequalities. There's wars going on in our relationships, in our marriages, in our sisterhoods, and in our brotherhoods. There's wars going on with this neighbor or that neighbor. There's so-called Karens out here. There's so-called people out here that don't like this person or that person just because somebody said, this person isn't this or that. Well, I want to share something that my cousin, Elder Bobby James Brown, had placed on Facebook. He had put a picture of a person just standing still where legions and legions and legions of people. It looked like almost, depending on how you looked at it, like a lady standing there and all of these demonic men were coming towards her, but yet when they got towards her, they went in other directions. And when I saw the picture, I saw it differently. And so Fanny Rosario, she posted this on Facebook December 8th, 2021. But I didn't see it until 26 February, 2022. And she wrote on this image, how you stand when the enemy comes to destroy and attack, but you know you're blessed and covered and highly favored. This is what she wrote, but you know that you're highly favored. How many of us truly know that we're highly favored by God? How many of us truly know that the word of God, she even reminded us, said, God said the weapons would not prosper. She reminded us that he didn't say they wouldn't form, but he did say they wouldn't prosper. And the word of God in Isaiah 54 and 17 tells us that. But when I saw the legion of people running towards the lady standing there, and in this case it was me, I saw them coming from the left, the right. I saw them coming from underneath me. I saw them coming from behind me. But at the same time, I saw God's arsenal blocking them. I saw God's arsenal obliterating them. I saw God's arsenal coming down from heaven, because I not only saw Isaiah 54 and 17, I saw the verses preceding it, verses 15 and 16. And I said, as soon as I saw it, I said, glory, 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 glory. I started praising God. I was like, glory, 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 glory. Because, see, I thought about the things that I've dealt with all of these years. When I was in uniform in the United States Army, I thought about the racism. I thought about the various things that I faced going to school when I had to fight to go to school. I thought about the people telling me I was not so suchy muchy. I thought about the families, the friends, and all of them that would do and say little things, and I realized that I never asked God to show me their heart, show me what they mean behind what they saying. I said, God, show me why there's light skin, dark skin stuff going on. God, show me why there's black, white, Asian, black, black, Asian, why this stuff is going on. God, show me what's going on, but show me through your eyes. And I realized that sometimes learned behavior is not something that has to stay there. They show pictures where this little young Caucasian little boy and black boy say that they're best friends and they're loving on each other. But they also show videos and things where people are teaching people not to play with that person or that person because they're a certain color or they're a certain race. Well, I said, God, help me not to concentrate on that, but to concentrate on how Joshua 1 and 9 says, I have not comprehended you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord our God is with you wherever you go. God, how Deuteronomy 31 and 6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous man runs into it. And it's safe. Proverbs 30 and 5 says, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. First Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another, build one another up just as you are doing. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear it. Hebrews 6:18, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. I love that. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. That's God's promises to us. So although we have all of these things going on all around us, we can remember that Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God tells us he will give us rest. And even in verse 24, he reminded us that whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it and it will be yours. I thank God, for he even reminds us in Psalms 37:4, delight yourselves in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Yes, that's our God. That is powerful that our God didn't say he would just give us what he wants us to have, but he said he will give us the desires of our heart. And so it's important that we ask God to line up the desires with our in our heart with what he wants for us. His will for us, his word for us, his way for us. So now that I've given you some encouraging scriptures from the Bible, let's talk about how not only do we need to meditate on those words day and night, but we need to have a fellowship, a relationship with God that helps us move with God, that helps us walk with God instead of operating like we're on an island, instead of moving on our own accord when, where, and how, and sometimes even why we want to do it. We're not asking God, God, what would you have me to do? Where do you want me to go? Because I want to go where you want me to go, when and how you want me to. 2 Corinthians 3:16-18 says, but whenever a person, this is Amplified Version, person turns in repentance and faith to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's emancipation from bondage. That's true freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror, the glory of God, are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even a more glory. And when we come from God, who is the Spirit, because remember in the beginning, he said, let us create them in our likeness, in that image. And so when Paul was writing these scriptures, he was trying to encourage the Corinthian believers to reconcile with him, to follow him as he followed Christ, to reject the false apostles, to reject the challenges of his authority, to reject the dissension in the church, to reject the various acts of sabotage in the church and the various acts of things that were trying to tear the church apart. You know, there are various factions and spiritual immaturity in the church, in the membership at that time. How many of you know that those same factions are not just something you have to battle in the church? There's things that you have to battle in various groups, and battle families, various politics, and various things that and places and organizations that you're a part of, because those things and those people are trying to promote conflict. They're trying to promote strife. They're trying to promote things that will cause people to rally against you, kind of like they did in D.C. when they said that some people believe that the president incited that particular clique or sector or pressure group or dispute or strife, where the people, American people at that, attacked the people that represented them in the White House, you know, the senators and the people. So how can we make sure that we know those pressure points, that we know those people that are causing dissension, that want us to be a part of their demonic move, their dispute, their groupthink, instead of us coming together and moving with God? Because we know there's power in agreement. One can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. And when we're in agreement and when we're worshiping corporately, how we're welcoming the Holy Spirit of God into this place, how can we make sure that we're moving with God? We're changing positions with God. We're going in a specific direction or manner with God. How can we make sure that what we're doing and changing places and positions in a state of mind, how can we make sure that we're moving with God? We're not staying stagnant, but we're not moving against God either. Genesis 12 and 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land I show you. He was moving the directions that God gave him, and he was moving with God. Isaiah 43 and 18 says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Move away from those old things, that stinking thinking, but we're having the mind of Christ. Deuteronomy 1 and 6, the Lord our God said to us in Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Some of us need to move because we've been in the same place entirely too long, and God is saying to move. Exodus 14 and 15, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Not go backwards. God wants us to go forward to that promotion. Go forward in that retirement. Go forward in that ministry. Go forward in that call. Go forward in that witty invention that God gave you. John 5 and 8, Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed and walk. Many of us have illnesses, but we still need to get up and church. And just tell the church, I need you all to pray for me. Tell the elders, I need you all to pray for me. Check your own spirit. Don't always look for someone else to come and lay hands on you, but check your own spirit. When you see that you're not walking with God, when you see that you're not moving with God, get up, take up your bed, and walk. 2 Corinthians 12 and 10, for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardship, persecution, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Knowing that when you're going through all of that, for Christ's sake, be strong in him. Be content in knowing that, yes, all of these things are coming against you, but greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Don't you know that Acts 20 and 24 says, but I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify of God. In order to finish the course and in order to testify, you've got to move. And when you move with God, you know you're going to finish the course. You know you're going to finish the race. But sometimes we forget that Hebrews 12 and 1 told us to lay aside every weight that so easily besets us, that clings to us. But it tells us to run with endurance the race that's been set before us. Do you know that races are people going forward? They're going forward in the lanes. Whether the race is running or whether the race is walking or whether the race is in a car, but it's going forward to the finish line. Let's go forward to the finish line. Let's go forward with God. Let's do it God's way. Although everything's going on around us, we got to forget those things that are behind us. And we got to press towards the mark of the high calling. We have to look to God. He's upward. He's forward. He's saying, I'm taking you here. I'm taking you there. I'm leading you here. You are the modern day Abraham. He's leading you somewhere. He's leading you to a new ministry. He's leading you to expansion. He's leading you to trust him, even in those places where you couldn't trust him before. Even though the war is going on all around you, God is saying, walk with him. God is saying, move with him. Because let's go to what I was saying about the scripture in verses 15 and 16 of Isaiah 54. It says, indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whosoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. That's a promise from God. That he's saying they're going to assemble, but it won't be from him. And when they do, know that they're going to fall. Now, verse 16 goes on to say, behold, I created the blacksmith. God created them, who blows the coals in the fire and who brings the instrument for his work. I have created the spoiler to destroy. That's what God created. So let's remember that God will use his arsenal and his weapons and his mastery of expertise, that not even when the enemy comes against you with the very things that God created, while you're walking with God, you're in a win-win situation. Because since he created them, they can't use them against him. He's the creator of all creations. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And not only will it not prosper, when they look back, they're going to be able to say, that is the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac that protected them. Even the Amplified Version says in Isaiah 54:15 through 17, if anyone fiercely attacks you, it will not be from me. Whoever attacks you will fall because of you. Listen carefully. I have created the smith who blows on the fire of coals, who produces a weapon for its purpose. And I have created the destroyer to inflict ruin. No weapon that is formed against you will succeed. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, says the Lord. That's what God said. So as you're going through this eaglet experience where the things are getting uncomfortable, the things aren't as nice as they have been in that spot so you could stay in that same place. Because remember, God said you've been here too long. Some of us, oh Lord Jesus, some of us know God said to retire. I love the testimony that one of my pastor friends gave me. She said God told her to retire and she did. And then all of a sudden things started getting uncomfortable to the point that they were already, God had already showed her like the little eaglet, it was time to fly. But she told God when she was going to do it. But she wanted that promotion. She wanted to be able to help this person out and that person out. Don't you know that in the eaglet experience that God can use those tactics the enemy tried to use against you, not only to cause you to move, but to cause you to be able to put it on your resume that gets you promoted, that causes you to be elevated in that organization? Don't you remember last week we said nothing could or would separate you from God? You said that nothing, no matter what type of warfare you were experiencing, what type of anything you were experiencing, because it was a matter of perspective. You no longer were looking at it through your eyes, but now you were looking at it through what God was showing you that he was doing. And you said, nothing you hear, nothing you see, nothing would be able to cause you to lose your focus on what God has told you to do. I'm not saying we're not dealing with sicknesses. I'm not saying we're not dealing with hardships. I'm not saying that we're not dealing with this or that over here, over there. What I'm saying is God can use those very things to elevate you. God will show you on the other side there's a higher calling. God will show you on the other side that you can stand flat-footed and fight. You can learn from this lesson, that you can now train others in the warfare and how to come through this thing. You can now train others how to use that warship in the spirit realm. You can now train others how to use that fighter jet and fighter helicopter. You can now train others how to use that grenade and missile launcher. You can now train others to use the things that God created, because he said if they use it to come towards you or to attack you, that it won't work. The Message version says, I create the blacksmith whose fire up his forge and makes a weapon designed to kill. I also created the destroyer, but no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Hallelujah! One more time. No weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Why? Because you're moving with God. So if it can't hurt God, it can't hurt you because you're moving with God. And the Message version goes on to say, glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. It goes on to say, any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. Like Minister Sylvia say all the time, lie, lie, lie. This word of God says an accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar, whether it's a natural or a spiritual courtroom, whether it's on your job, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's in your family, wherever it is, lie, lie, lie. The word of God goes on to say that this is what God's servants can expect. I'll see to it that everything works out for your best. That's what God decrees. Remember, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. And in here, he says, everything. He's going to see to it that it works out for your best. So although it looks like, although it sounds like, you're losing, God said, he's going to see to it, not your brother or your sister. He might use them, but know that it's God working it. I will see to it that everything works out for your good. So lastly, I cannot and I will not, I wrote it on Facebook, tell you what to pray and what you can't pray. But I do have to remind you that the Lord is on our side. And the same way he answered the prayers of King Hosea, he's going to answer yours, because he says, go and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your fathers, David, says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears, and I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. So how many of us, is something getting ready of us, can we say something's getting ready to happen on that third day? How many of us have a day that the Lord has promised us that he's going to answer our prayers? How many of us have God already caused you to put things in place so that things can happen? Because we're not talking about 3 days on earth. We're talking about 3 days in the timing of the Lord. My God, where it could be in, or it could be something that could take 3 years, 3 months. What is it that God has promised you and the enemy is coming towards you because he's trying to cause you to lose your focus? What is it that the enemy is trying to get your eyes off the prize? What is it that God is reminding you with prayer and petition and thanksgiving to make your requests known unto him? What is it that he's trying to tell you to be at peace and that your peace will transcend all understanding? What is it that God is trying to tell you that he's telling you to guard your heart, guard your eyes, guard your ear gates, guard everything? He's going to sanctify and give you the wisdom to see what God is saying. People of God, I ask you to pray the God-given prayers that God has given you. Follow the unctioning and the leading of God's Holy Spirit. Meditate on his word day and night. And even though the onslaught of legions and legions and legions of attacks and people may be coming at you, or they may have done it, you may be on the back end of it, so this is the time for you to praise them. Or it's something that's about to come your way, or it's something that you're right in the midst of. I want you to see the enemy coming from your left, your right, your back, underneath you, in front of you, and I want you to see the onslaught of God and his archangels coming above you, and that he's blocking them and he's obliterating them. His arsenal is so great that although they're coming towards you and it looks like they're right at your face, they're right at your toe, they're right up at that point that they can obliterate you, that God says, and they're gone. Boom, they're gone. Boom, they're gone. In Jesus' name, know that you're more than a conqueror, nor that you're more than an overcomer, because you're moving with God. Stay focused. Keep moving, God. Amen and amen. I turn the program back over to Minister Sheila or Minister Margo, I believe.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle. I just wanted to step in for a minute and continue to thank God and thank you for this service, for blessing us all and to keep us in line and to let us know no matter what we're going through, our health, finance, family, or even within ourselves, God is the answer. But yet and still, I do need Minister Margo to close the program out for me. I just want to make a remark and say thank you, and thank you, Apostle and Minister Margo. I just want to thank you for helping me out with the program, but I love you all, and thank you all for loving me. And I'm turning it over to you, Minister Margo. Move forward.
Praise God on this morning, and we thank and praise God for the word that came from his servant today. We thank God for using his servant, Apostle Alexis Celia, and bringing the word this morning, bringing his word to the sheep, because we definitely needed to hear that word on today. And so I'll take another few minutes, and if there's any of our listeners that has a word of encouragement or a comment that they would like to say at this time, the lines are open, and we'll pause a few minutes to see if there's anyone that would like to add to our broadcast on this morning.
Thank you, woman of God, for reminding us that God has our back, that God will keep us no matter what. I thank you for the word on today. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Thank you so much, Lord, for allowing the woman to just break it down where we don't have to ask. We know now that God has our back. Do what God says, his timing and his way. Thank you, woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'd like to thank Minister Renee Kaiser-Wright for her words and her contribution on today and her encouragement. Is there another? Okay. Moving forward, as we have been encouraged to do. We'd like to thank everyone that contributed to the broadcast this morning. And on behalf of the founder of this ministry, Apostle Alexis Celia Kaiser, and her co-host, Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, we thank you. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. And please continue to join us every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for this ministry. Also, we'd like to invite you to join us each Monday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio for Iron Sharpening Iron. This program is hosted by Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, and on this Monday, Ministers Ron and Tony Montgomery will discuss the importance of applying godly principles in marriage and family relationships. And on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, join us on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio for Let's Talk, where Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright is our host and facilitator. So may God's goodness and mercy follow you this week and always. And we'd like to remind you of our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, whatever it is, whatever you have before him, shall be added unto you. So we thank you again for joining us. We thank God for that powerful and wonderful word on today. And we want you to trust God the more, and to move with God as you go through this week. So, Apostle, if you would, could you please offer the closing prayer? God bless you, saints of God.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We understand that we're in a state of where there's rumors of wars, and it's wars. We understand that this time is a time that we need to set our petitions towards you, that you would give us your wisdom. For you said that if any man lack wisdom, that you would give it. We ask you, God, that you will give us peace in the midst of the war, that you will give us confidence and trust in you in the midst of the wars. We ask that the wars and the rumors of wars, that we will pray according to your will. Not that they would stop unless you told us to pray that. Not that they would cease unless you told us to pray that, God. But teach us how to hear you and to obey you. Take away the static so that we can hear you clearly. Take away the glaucoma spiritually so that we can see you clearly. Arabashe. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Glory be to God. For although the enemies have formed the weapon, it shall not prosper. And that's your word and your promise to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Bless you, saints of God. Until next time, be blessed. Amen.